Hi everyone, in this show we're going to be discussing the art of inbound marketing and how to keep improving conversions all the way down the funnel. And I think it definitely is an art and a science to make sure that you attract your customers into a marketing funnel or sales funnel. So welcome to Marketing Ideas That Connect. I'm your host Gary Bolt. Today we discuss SEO and why should we keep improving our skills, and actually what is it about? Why business websites needs SEO, the benefits. We're going to talk about what's on-page SEO and off-page SEO, and really just getting SEO right. It's such a big topic, but we're just going to talk about the big picture today and just some principles and ideas, and hopefully it can help everyone that's in marketing and in business. So we're sponsored by the digital marketing agency, Famous Digital Media. You can visit their website at famousmedia.co.za. They are Google partners and have a focus on paid media and content creation. Here at Marketing Ideas That Connect, we are Google ad and inbound consultants that assist our customers to build their campaigns and improve their ranking. As we all know, inbound is a lot more cost effective than outbound. So inbound works 24 hours, so there's a lot of benefits around that. Plus, we set up G4, Google Tag Manager, the Google Console, sitemaps, all those things that help us to measure and make sure that we understand the metrics. These episodes are published on a monthly basis, and we aim to bring you tactics that you can actually use and implement and grow your business. So we are here to add value. Welcome to episode 191. All about SEO, and it's in line with the Famous Media blog. You can actually check it out on their blog page at their website. There's great information that's prepared by Maxine and her team. We're always learning from these blogs. So let's get right into it. SEO is a vast topic, and there's a lot that gets involved here. And a lot of people think they can just do a paid ad and not really invest or focus on SEO, because SEO is a long game. It takes time to get to be friendly with the Google spiders and the indexing of Google, and make sure that we're giving really good content and creating good value out there to our customers. And as Google tracks and indexes, it starts pushing your content up because people are clicking on it, the dwell times are good, and the results and everything else around it is good. So we've been studying SEO for many years, and we will never stop, because it actually works together with paid. I would not recommend doing paid without a good SEO strategy. And SEO, obviously your ranking is helped if you can do some paid media with great structured campaigns as well. So they work very well together. And we just need to understand a little bit about SEO, because a lot of leaders don't want to really spend on it. They build a website and leave it. And I think maybe 5 or 8 years ago, that was a good strategy. Nowadays, a website's got to be looked after in many different ways, maintained, optimized, updated. There's lots of moving parts. So really, what is it? SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. And just as it sounds, it's about optimizing to be more attractive to search engines like Google, Bing, DuckDuckGo, all the search engines out there. That way, search engines are more likely to show your website to people looking for a related offer. And when people are searching, it's the moment of truth, and we need to get our content in front of our ideal customers. So it's about helping your website rank higher and be in good condition. Ultimately, the more traffic on your website with the right audience, the more customers and revenue for your business. So we all need to be consistently learning about SEO and how things change and what we need to do and invest in. So why does businesses need SEO? Well, it helps business compete effectively in the digital marketplace and to get to that audience, which we're all trying to do, and to build engagement. When people search for products or services related to what a business offers, SEO helps to ensure that the website appears or ranks higher in the search engine because it's great quality. The higher you rank, the more someone will click and the more visitors you'll have. Websites that don't implement an SEO strategy can't be correctly crawled and indexed by search engines. And the site could get lost in millions of other websites and never be seen again. So your website won't produce returns. A lot of people build great websites and have no strategy to get traffic to that website. You can't leave it to chance. The web is enormous and highly competitive, as we all know, and it takes a lot of skills and investment and dedication to optimize and continually optimize, because once you've done SEO, you cannot just turn it off and leave it. It will start degrading. So what are the top benefits of SEO? Then, and there are quite a few of them. I've just got a list here that we're going to go through. It won't take long. But the top benefits are increased organic traffic and visibility, which, as we know, organic is free. So we need to be found as well organically. Cost-effective acquisition, very good ROI. Supports all the marketing efforts and reinforces our activities. Provides customer insights to give us marketing decisions and improve our strategy. Improve user experience. Obviously, it's optimized. The UX is good. User-friendly websites are good. It's responsive. There's many things down that on that list. Generates sustainable growth. SEO enables lasting results, and you can see it in all the G4 analytics that you pull from the website. Builds brand credibility and trust because it has authority. Delivers competitive advantage. SEO helps business outrank competitors on the search engine results page. Improved local SEO, which obviously if you look at Google My Business, it can be very good for local SEO if you're in the area. So how SEO contributes to a digital strategy? Well, there's a few points here I'm just going to go through. It increases brand awareness, supporting content marketing efforts by optimizing content in search visibility, generating quality leads, obviously attracting your audience, improving the user experience, the site architecture, site speed, navigation, providing insights, making sure that you can continue to iterate, establish brand credibility and trust. Another thing it does is create additional conversion pathways, keeping all the assets optimized and tweaked for best performance. And obviously beating your competition if they are not investing and doing SEO. However, SEO, it is dynamic, it's complex. There's a lot of evolving elements and moving pieces that has to go into it. With on-page and off-page, that I'm just going to go through the main, what is on-page and off-page. So those are quite important aspects that we're going to cover. And then the difference between on-page and off-page is where activities occur. On-page elements optimize individual pages, while off-page elements build overall authority. So let's go through a quick list. On-page would be your title tags, meta descriptions, and headers. And if you have Yoast plugin, or you get, it's not that hard to get these right. If you do an audit, it'll tell you how long they must be and what they must say. Then keywords, strategic use of relevant keywords. There's a lot of AI programs that we're using to help us with keywords and what works and what doesn't. Content length, aim for at least 300 words per page. I think a website should have at least 600-700 words on a total website. If you go under 400, it's probably not enough for the indexing to happen. Internal, external links, improve site navigation and credibility. Internal links are very easy to do. And strategic links out there can really help with your authority. Although it's not easy to have a link building strategy and make sure the links are all working, but it needs to be a constant project that's ongoing, building links to authoritative sites. And then image optimization, which we all don't spend time on, is descriptive file names and alt text for accessibility and SEO on the back of the image. So in case the image doesn't render. I know a lot of us don't do it. It's quite a lot of time, but it's something when you build a site, just do it when you build a site and it'll really help. I see red lights coming on when there's no alt text on the images. So that's something we all have to do. And then mobile friendliness. This is probably a number one, is the mobile responsive sites. We're busy auditing someone's site now. It's not mobile responsive. It doesn't look great. Google sees that and ranks you down because more searches surprisingly are being done on mobile than on desktop. So remember, mobile is actually another site. The way you save it, set it up, structure it, it's a different website really. So be careful with your, and don't forget about your tablets. So your site must be responsive to tablets, mobile, and obviously desktop. And then you've got to actually prepare it and save it as the mobile site. So quite important. It can be a little bit different to your desktop site as well, especially if you're working with something like Wix or any other, or WordPress or one of those. Site speed, fast loading pages. That's another one that can be difficult. Speak to your hosting provider. Watch the size of your images. The size of your website, I think it can get bulky or you can use too much flash. The site speed slows down. It's quite easy to check on one of the filters or one of the audit tools that we use. You can see your site speed. And if it loads too slow, people will also just jump off. It doesn't matter how great it is. So it's something some of us neglect, and we need to just be aware of page speed. So look at your optimization on site and your hosting provider and make sure everything is sorted out and your speed is improved, because slow loading site is a problem. Then user experience should be audited by someone who knows about user experience and all the bits and pieces loaded in the correct place with the correct space and coloring and in line with your brand. And then website security, I think that's now definite. Google, if you don't have HTTPS with your SSL certificate security done on your website, Google will not like to show it and gives a warning as an unsecure site if it's HTTP. But I think that was a while back, and everybody's site now is pretty much HTTPS. Just check all your landing pages and all your assets. They must show in the URL HTTPS or a padlock. Otherwise, there's going to be a problem with your ranking. It'll be a warning. Then content quality, high quality, relevant and engaging quality. I think that's an ongoing thing with SEO, is keep your blogs fresh, keep your website up to date, maybe a few images, maybe some text. Do not let a website start aging, because then Google sees that it's not a fresh, updated website and it starts ranking the quality score down. And I think, you know, especially when we do ads, we got a column modifier, we can look at the quality of the landing page, and this, I'd say there's quite a lot where it says average landing page, and we look at it and we think it's quite an awesome page, but maybe it's not structured right. It can be updated. That's something that I think is never ticked off the list and done, because things change, and just now the quality drops, and then of course your ranking is going to be, it's harder to push this vehicle up the hill if the quality of the landing pages are not great. Because if you do a campaign on Google paid ads, Google does check where that destination is and the quality of the destination landing page. So we use text, and you know, we use the copy from the landing page on the campaigns and try and get everything talking to each other. And then URL structure, a clear, descriptive, user-friendly URL. Some URLs can be too long, they can be incorrect. Maybe some of the pages on the site haven't been done properly and it hasn't got forward slash the right context of where you land. And then structured data, your schema markup is to provide clear information on your search engines. You can go into the back end, look for your structured data, and then just put a really good description. There is a limit of how many like characters you can use. But I think that is what the machines read. Your meta tags, your schema, your everything around the headers. Make sure you got your header 1, 2, 3, and 4 and your paragraphs in the right order. Because that is what if you can go to your Google console, you can see if it's done properly, or you can do a basic audit. Now, if it's set up properly and written with SEO in mind, and structured correctly, which not all copywriters know how to write with SEO in mind. It's very important, this part of the foundation of marketing, which is your copy. You may have to rewrite with a structured SEO copywriter, because that is how the indexes, the Google index and the spiders crawl to pick up what the site is about. And if it can't find the right headers or meta tags or structured data, then it's not really sure about what the site's about, and then obviously it cannot rank. So those back-end on-site SEO elements are basic. And if you go to Wix, they actually give you a checklist and say your SEO checklist, like let's start. And it ticks off all those things. I think Wix has come a long way. It really helps you. We've got a few customer sites on Wix and a few of our brands. And I must say the integrations with other platforms and the SEO is very helpful. On WordPress, you can use Yoast. It also gives you a checklist, like if your, say your meta tag's too long, I think it can't be longer than 90 characters. Somewhere around there it says, warning, your headers, maybe your meta tag's too long to read, and your length of your headers and how it's structured. So Yoast can help you if you plug it into your WordPress site. And then obviously your Wix, you can't have too many plugins in Wix, but you can have integrations, and it helps you a lot. Just to start finishing now, the off-page SEO is also important. It all works together, and that's why it's quite a vast project, this SEO. It talks about backlinks going out, natural backlinks to good content. Is also good. Be careful of that on a landing page. You don't necessarily want to take people off your site, but backlinks are important for SEO on a larger site. Your social media active presence can increase brand visibility and drive traffic. Remember, Google can index social media business pages, and it can pull up your business pages if you have enough social media content, and it can be indexed and read, and it's interesting and good quality stuff. And then online directories, listing with the relevant directories, can definitely improve visibility and backlinks, boosting search ranking. And then just lastly, the local SEO, Google My Business. We've just done some Google My Business for some clients. They're looking for, it was always a problem to verify. It used to be email, it used to be sending a postcard. It was quite a mission. It takes time. Now you've got to, we just done one, and it's actually a video, but you've got to have certain elements in that video with one video on their panel. So it's a bit of a performance, but it's not that hard once you just follow instructions. We've just done it. We verified a client. And I think that local SEO, because that'll show when you do a search, your Google My Business, then you can actually post on it. You can put good content on it. You can see your Google reviews coming through. So I think if you have a physical facility, and you're selling products or whatever you're offering at that facility, for example, like a pizza shop or a factory, you want people to see that Google My Business. And it's got to be also looked after. Make sure you claim it. We've had fraud cases where the wrong person can claim it and put their numbers on your Google My Business. Be very careful. Make that Google My Business an actual list on your marketing checklist. Make sure it's verified. Get some help with that. It's very important for local SEO. And make sure people haven't put random off-topic photos on that Google My Business, which we've also found. And it's not that easy to go and manipulate all the photos and posts and content. However, once you've claimed it as an owner, you can start getting photos off, and you can start loading new, like, relevant branded photos. So make a note of that. I think a lot of people neglect that, and it's important for your off-page SEO. So I think, as you can see, there's quite a lot involved, and it is quite difficult and technical. You do need your developer to help you possibly, but there's a lot of it we can do without getting too technical and too much code. There is a lot we can do. So connect your Google Console, set up your sitemap. You get a sitemap from Yoast plugin. Make sure your sitemap is correct and successfully implemented into the Google Console. And then it'll show you errors, indexing errors. Make sure that your pages are allowing for crawling and indexing. And then you can start measuring and seeing, you know, how it's going, and it shows you on G4 what actually impressions and searches and clicks you're getting from organic, direct, and paid. It's part of the report. So it's quite interesting to see what is SEO giving you as far as impressions and click-throughs and all those things and engagement, and what is paid giving you. Once we usually get our paid campaigns going, we overtake organic quite a lot. But it's interesting to see at what point do you get more engagement from paid than SEO. So it's a bit of a race, and it's always interesting to see the results and the figures coming through of how we're tweaking ads and how do customers find you, and then obviously engagement, filling in forms, and all that can be tracked. And I must say Google has been very helpful with helping us. If there's some tracking problem going through to the tag manager, or it's not tracking the right things properly, it's quite complicated, then Google do help us, and they inform us and train us, and it's great to be a Google partner. So we're very grateful for the Google team. So I think that's all for today. Our acronym today is, what does AIAAS stand for? And it's AI as a service. I think that's quite a new thing. And we've been talking to a lot of AI consultants, and we are using AI in our agency, and we actually see AI in a lot of it, actually all the digital tools, and we use a lot. We see it creeping in and helping us and augmenting what we do. And it's just great to be assisted by AI. So I think you work with AI, and it's really going to help your agency or your marketing. Just be careful you don't let it run wild. It can be a bit dynamic, and it can do things you don't really want it to do. So be careful. So for more episodes, you can find us on Spotify or iTunes. Just go to Marketing Ideas That Connect and give us a comment or a rating. It helps us share content. You can follow Famous Digital Media on all the social programs or platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. Check the YouTube explainer videos. They're very cool. And to read more about this topic and keep learning, just go to the blog page and look at resource page. There's a lot to learn, and we all need to be on a learning program. All links referenced in this episode, as well as Famous Media's social pages, are found in the show notes. So here at Marketing Ideas That Connect, we've always been helping clients with paid media and how to position your brand and image and how to structure your inbound strategy. So important nowadays, as it overtakes outbound. If you need assistance with auditing, setting up, planning, give me a shout. Or we can help you through our consulting company, and we can manage your ads through Famous Digital Media. My email is gary@inbound-leads.co.za. Always our favorite topic. And until next time, stay hungry, think big, and honor God.